Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys to that door that will hopefully open up to your happiness. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. Thanks a lot for joining the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. If you like the show, maybe your friends will too. Help them find it. Why don't you share the podcast? You might just change somebody's life. Also, if you've got something you want me to talk about, something that comes to your mind, you want to get my perspective right away, you don't want to wait for a show or the email, go to the text line, man, 304-506-3332. A lot of you have been using it, and it's pretty awesome to connect that fast. I appreciate you taking the time to text me your questions and get my perspective on it. My first book is in progress. The Positive Perspective is slowly chugging along, hopefully to get it out by the end of summer. And I'll keep you posted as to that. I want to take a minute and thank Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications for the intro and outro music. SchultzMusic.com. Thanks a lot. If you're looking for a different perspective, this whole show is about you and about me trying to help you to be happier. And if you just need a different perspective on something that's going on in your life, or you just want me to talk about it and maybe just hear it from somebody else, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on a show, and I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Gene from Oklahoma. Gene, thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it. Anne-Marie, you found me on Spotify, and you said this podcast is very helpful. I appreciate those kind words, and I hope I get this right. Kiadi from India, hey, namaste to you too. This podcast has become a daily ritual, and it's making you more positive. Kiadi, that's a great name, and I'm glad you're happier. And Reagan, got your email. You keep talking it out, like it will get better. And I got a special shout out to a couple of friends, Lori and Mario, who listen to the show in disguise. No, it's not like they're wearing mustaches or anything, but I want to say thanks for everybody who listens to this show. And, today, my thought for today, it's Monday. My thought for today is we just went through a holiday weekend. A lot of things are going on in the world. And my thought for today is to just think happy thoughts. Just be happy. Just think about the good stuff. Don't think about what the bad things that are going on in the world. Think about the great, holiday that you had, or think about a great dinner that you had with somebody, or a great conversation you had with someone. Think about the good stuff. Focus on the good stuff today. All right. So that's what we're doing. And stop worrying about the future so much, because that's what this show's about. 7 ways to stop worrying about your future. So many people are worried about something that they really don't have any control over, unless they realize that their thoughts create their things, and what you think about, you bring about, and you can create your own future. But you don't need to worry about it. The problem with worrying is it's a complete total waste of your valuable time and energy. You're wasting your time worrying, okay? And we all realize that. Worrying, everybody says, yeah, worrying, nothing happens. It doesn't get you anywhere. But everybody still worries, right? Well, here's the good news. You might not learn how to stop worrying, but there's ways that we can manage it, you know? Do you know how worrying wastes your time? Let me tell you a couple ways of what it costs you just to worry. It uses up valuable mental real estate and time. And if you're like me, you don't have a lot of valuable or mental real estate left available to use. So you have to pick and choose what you're going to talk about, what you're going to worry about. So I try not to worry about anything, especially things I can't change. Worrying about the future is an energy drain, man. It leaves you more susceptible to more worry. You're going to worry more. Something else is it crushes the moment. It's a joy crusher. It sucks your energy out of the moment because you're so worried about something else. So I just hate people that, I don't hate people. I hate to have people worrying about things that doesn't get you anywhere. And after you worry about something, you get so upset. In the end, it turns out the way it's going to turn out anyway, right? It doesn't make any difference. Your worrying didn't help or hurt anything but you, right? So worrying about the future, it creates a vicious loop, man. And you're just going to keep worrying and worrying yourself into the grave. So here's a few ways to control yourself when you realize that you're worrying about something. If you're thinking about things that you can't change or the things that you haven't changed, here's a few ways to stop worrying. So practice mindfulness. Take a look around you. Number one, take a look around you and notice what's around you. What do you see? What do you feel? What do you taste? What do you smell? What are you hearing? Take note of your surroundings and use your senses. And it's an awesome way to get you back into the present moment and stop thinking about what you're worrying about. And just think about where you are in the present moment and get back in tune with your mind. And then you could maybe observe that worry from another perspective in your own mind. Number two, you got to breathe. You got to breathe. You ever noticed when you're freaking out, your breathing gets crazy, right? Your breathing gets out of control. Nobody thinks about that, but it's like all this, you start breathing heavy and you start, getting upset, and it causes your breathing to become shallow, and it decreases everything. It's just bad. And so how do you control that when you realize that you're breathing? There's a couple techniques you can use. You can do the 4-4-4 technique. That's a pretty easy one to remember, and you can do that anywhere. Give it a try right now. You ready? Let's try it. You take a deep breath through your nose and count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then let the breath out through your nose or mouth to count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you do that 4 times. Do it slow. Don't do it fast. You're going to pass out, and that's not going to help you. So do it like 4 times. And then that will relax your breathing, and you'll start focusing on your breathing, and then the thing you're worrying about gets less intense. Okay. There's another technique. I don't really know anything about it, but it's called oxytocin breathing. And how it works is you take a really deep breath, so you fill up your belly with air, and once your belly is expanded to the point you can no longer take in any air, you release it slowly with an audible ha. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but that's what I'm reading this right here. And it says H-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-H. It's like, ha, somebody's laughing. But you push out the air, and we repeat that a few times, and you feel yourself relaxing. It's like forcing the energy out of your body, the negative energy. And if that works for you, then that's great. So there's a couple ways to actually get control of your breathing when you're worrying. Number three, express extra gratitude. I can never say too much about how important gratitude plays in your life. What an important role it plays in everyone's life. The more grateful you are, the better your life becomes. Worry creates negative thoughts and feelings, and gratitude does the exact opposite. And your brain, if you think about this, your brain can't think positive and negative thoughts at the same time. It can't do it. So if you're worrying about something, and it's taking over your brain, and you start thinking about something you're grateful for, you can't worry and be grateful at the same time. You can't do it. So it's something that you could do to trick your brain into stopping the worry. So whatever you have to do. I use gratitude. And when I wake up, if I wake up in the middle of the night, or if I get up early in the morning, the first thing I think about is, I'm so happy that I got to wake up again, and I'm grateful for my day, and I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head, and I'm grateful I have a job to go to. And I literally think these things, so that way my day gets better. It's just, I'm grateful to have it, because at one point, eventually, I won't have this physical body. I'll be moving on to wherever I'm going to, but just be grateful for what you have. All right, moving on. The things that you start worrying about is, what if this happens? What if this bad thing happens? What if this bad thing happens? Well, start thinking about that. What ifs? Try to ignore the worry and say, what if the thing that I'm worrying about were to actually happen? And analyze it. And start thinking, what if something good happened instead of the bad stuff? Why does it always have to be worrying about bad things to happen? Why can't you think about the possibilities of good things happening and believing that as much as you believe the bad things can happen? Because half the times when you think about, you're worrying about something, your worry and these worst case scenario you've created in your mind is so much worse than the reality actually is, that it's like, oh, okay, so you've kind of prepared yourself with the worst, wasting the time that could be good, and what happened anyway. So stop doing that. And think about the what ifs and try to make them positive. Number five, take back control. Just take control of your life. If it's a What can you fix in there? If you're worrying about your car is going to break down because you haven't taken it in, well, take it in. Take control. If you're worried about your job security because maybe you don't think you're doing a good enough job, well, get better at it and learn and be better. Take back the control where you can, things that are fixable. If it's not fixable, there's no help in worrying. There's no benefit in worrying whatsoever. That was from the Dalai Lama, not me. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Anyway, all right, and last one, last but not least, write about it. Write it out or talk it out. Write it down on a piece of paper. Get the thing that's worrying you out of your head onto a piece of paper and look at it and read it and see if it really warrants worrying about it or organizing how you're going to deal with it. So put that on paper. Write it out. Sometimes writing things out, you look at it and go, ah, that's ridiculous. What am I worried about? And it helps you to free up space in your mind by getting the worry out on the paper. And if I've heard stories of people that say when they have problems in their lives, they write it out in detail on a yellow tablet or a paper and write it all out, read through it, see it, envision it, and then they crumble it up and throw it away or burn it or do something like that. And by that, they're releasing the power of the negative powers. So whatever works for you, you have to find out what works for you to actually get through your day and to stop worrying about things you have no control over, because you actually do have control over your life. And when you do get control, your worry goes away. It goes not all the way, but it goes way, way down. The percentage of worry to happiness is a lot less because you're creating your future. You're not just blindly going through it. But once you learn how to do that, and actually realize that the things that you think and the way that you talk and the things that you say and the people that you hang around and your environment and your routines are all creating your future. And they're, and if you keep doing the same thing over and over, it's just going to be a repeat of the past. So if you want to change the way you're living, you got to change your personal reality. And that comes by changing the way you think. So the way you think and the way you feel creates your life and your environment. All right. Well, that's the show today. Hopefully some of these steps will help you to have a more worry-free life so you can create that precious life that we all desire, the happiness. You know, you're not alone. Remember, you're not alone. Everybody worries. We all have these same problems, and I just like to try to talk about them to help you get through them. So, all right. Shout out again to Jean, Anne Marie, Kiati, Reagan, and Lori and Mario. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the show. And if you got something you want me to talk about, hey, you know where to go. BePositivePodcast.com/yourstory. I'll talk about it and we'll have a little discussion and maybe, who knows, we might solve something. And you know what? You might just get happier. You never know. Thanks a lot for listening. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.